Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And Maya Dunphy, welcome.
Hooray, I'm
Happy
back.
Christmas.
I've missed you.
Oh, we've missed you too.
No one knows who I am in London.
No, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
That sounds quite arrogant. I don't mean that to sound egotistical.
I think it's okay. If ever I'm over there doing a bit of work experience in London, I always laugh at the guys on the door, you know, the security guy going, "Name,
yes?
You want a badge for what?"
I said, "Although, do you know what? I did. I don't want to sound parochial, like the Irish person going to the big smoke, but I think three times I've been asked to say a certain number, 33 and a third. And
they think that's hilarious. Because you can't say 33 and a third, is that it?
I wouldn't mind, but most of them are saying 33 and a third.
Yeah.
Like, really, I speak English better than you do, so please back off. And somebody said, "Oh, what's a lovely accent. Oh, what part of all, are you from Cork? My granny was from..." No, I'm not from Cork. And they said, "I'm a big fan of Ryan Tobriety." Genuine.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, you know
Listen
something.
To you.
They don't, the British people do not care about us or are not obsessed with us in a way we are absolutely obsessed with them.
That's true.
And their culture
and
their history.
It's a cultural thing. It's media. It's, you know, it's literature.
Years.
It's everything.
It is, though. It's
800 and a few now, yeah. We're adding years on every single 12 months.
They don't care about any of it. They don't.
No, they don't.
They are not remotely
That's the
concerned.
Thing, because the final part of my latest series is on tonight.
Congratulations. And it's going very well.
It's going really well. Yes. I was worried about it going out this time of year because people are in a different mentality. You know, they're in cozy log fires, Christmas movies, Christmas parties,
roasting.
Lots of booze. So are people sitting in watching that kind of telly? But they are, so I'm relieved. But in telly terms, London may as well be a million miles away because it's... But anyway, it's all great.
How is London?
London's great. It's very
big.
It's big and it's vibrant. It's an adjustment. I kind of thought, yes, I'm going to go over there, hit the ground running. But I also stepped into a bit of I've been a stepmom for a few years, but not so hands-on as I am now. As I'm sure people know, when you suddenly have kids in your life, it's very busy.
Yeah, it's very busy.
They're very needy little people, aren't they?
Well, you see, all your life you've been self-centred and selfish with it.
That's so true.
And you've lived alone and it's been on your terms.
Yeah. And I dipped my toe in and out of the...
Well, that was nice. You had waters. A la carte parenting.
Do you know what? Wouldn't that be great to have a la carte parenting?
Yes.
It'd be brilliant.
Just
but now,
handy.
But it's great. He's a fabulous little boy. But how do I live near Richmond?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Richmond is quite a posh part of
so
London.
So I believe.
Yes. A lot of the women look the same.
What is the look?
Like they may once have been in Blur. You know, that kind of...
I know exactly.
I make my own cheese and I've got floppy hair.
And you know, they like
a lot of gilets.
And they
around.
Watch a lot of River Cottage.
They
love River Cottage.
They do, and they grow their own sunfire.
You know they do. And what are the children's names? Are they kind of sapphire and blue? Or what do they call
their
children?
Yeah, a lot of Indias and poppies being shouted across. A lot of, what do they call them, lactivists.
Lactivists.
It's almost one up from Yummy Mummies. No, we have them here too, but just not. This is what we're talking about today. We're talking about
London.
Kind of tribes and hipsters and trends. And the fact is, in a bigger, the bigger the city, the bigger the divide between rich and poor, you know, the bigger the trends. And that stands to reason. Dublin has what? 1.2 million people
thereabouts, yes.
London has 8.3 or 4. So it is... Are you going to check?
It is enormous.
Oh, okay.
It is enormous.
Tap, 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 tap.
Isn't it?
That's classic Partridge.
Yeah,
you know, talking about Dostoevsky, starts tapping, going, "Oh, yeah, you mean..."
Google.
So it does stand to reason that the divides and extremes are bigger.
Yes.
But, excuse me, but yeah, where I am is quite the lactivist. That's what you're saying. It's kind of one up from Yummy Mummies. Women who probably had kids a bit later, who may have had very good careers, earn a lot of money, and take parenting very, very seriously.
Right, it's almost a career rather than a lovely act.
And lots of talks about doulas and water births and hot housing and tiger parenting.
Go to hospital and your baby. That's why God made hospitals. It's called a maternity hospital, not a living room.
And that's why God made foo-foos and hospitals.
So what about the...
I think I was tweeting a little bit about hipsters recently and about...
How are you on hipsters, by the way?
The thing is... The very definition of a hipster was someone who was outside of the cultural mainstream. So when you give them a name, it's actually dead in the water, really. Because hipsters don't describe themselves as hipsters. And the second people like us give them a name, they probably cease to exist. Would that be fair to say?
Well, it's become comical now because you point at, like, children will say, "Dad, look at the hipster."
Yeah.
And they become, "No, I'm not a hipster. I was never in that party. I didn't fight during the war at all."
Well, I heard Jennifer McGuire say this morning about the hipster beard baubles, but I saw one up from that. It was, well, basically walking my stepson to school and collecting him, there was a gang of hipster lads taking photographs of a skip had fallen over and there was rubbish. I swear to you.
That's hilarious.
And I just said, "Oh, damn hipster." And Michael said, "What's a hipster? Is it someone who takes photographs of rubbish?"
Yes, and actually that's a perfect definition.
Do you know what?
He's right.
Out of the mouths of babes.
He's right, that's what
it's
they do.
It's not far off, is it?
Or they you'd see them, they're the first people in the restaurant to start photographing their Eddie Rocket's burger.
Did you see, this is a slight tangent, hashtag there was a restaurant in New York, this is really interesting, whose ratings had dropped significantly on TripAdvisor, and the manager of this restaurant decided to look into it and see, is this some kind of sabotage? Because nothing has changed in the restaurant. And the criticisms were the food takes too long, it takes too long to get a table. Statistically,
about this.
Yes. Oh, did you? Yeah,
yes.
That people photographing their food, food going back to being reheated, people take so much more time to eat, that the same number of staff can't cope with that.
That's right.
Same number of customers.
You got
it
peeved because TripAdvisor, somebody said the service is terrible. It's your fault because you're busy photographing your food.
So I tried to explain to my stepson what a hipster was, and I struggled a little bit. So I said, the best thing I can do is, over the next few days, I'll just start pointing them out to you. Yeah.
And was that easy?
Yeah, it was.
Fish in a barrel?
But the best thing is, about 2 hours later, we saw a hipster with LED lights threaded through his beard. So, you know, you can take your beard baubles and you know where you can shove them. LED lights. I kind of thought, if he spills beer on them, we'd like dropping a toaster into a bath. Is it just all going to go up?
Wouldn't you like
kinda
to
kind of hope
that?
So.
What about are they the collapsible bike types or are they not?
They're more than collapsible bikes. The collapsible bike is you know, hipster 2.0. This is the new hipster 4.0.
Oh, which is?
I swear on my life, penny farthing. But it wasn't an original penny farthing. It was a sort of bespoke. It had a massive front wheel, small back wheel. So he's either come from the circus or he's had that bike
that
made.
That is daylight knobbery.
And he had... There was a little disc on the bike. He was stopped at lights. And I can't remember the name of the company. I wouldn't want to plug them anyway. But it was some kind of bespoke bike company. It was a modern bike he had commissioned in the shape of a more practical penny farthing. That no doubt he was going to tie up outside an
apple
shop.
When I see him at the electric picnic eating an organic burger, I'm going to push him over. That's what's going to happen to him. He's going to get his beard caught in the spokes.
And then the next day, what did we see? Non-medically required glasses.
Great.
So I said to Michael, there you go. And he goes, why would anyone wear glasses? We didn't have to wear them. Because they're hipsters. And it was a couple, a guy and a girl. It wasn't just that I couldn't, because you don't have the bifocals now where someone's eyes look massive. There's really good glasses around now. There were no lenses at all in these glasses. No lenses at all.
It's just in there.
You're getting annoyed.
I'm annoyed because it's just, you know what it is? It's through their endeavour to look, be and act differently, they're now becoming so obvious. Yeah. They might as well have a sign on their head saying, I am a hipster. And watching this, the evolution of the modern hipster through the eyes of young Michael allows us all to see wide-eyed how ridiculous they all are. And the gorgeous thing about this item and talking about the hipsters is that we're hurting no one because hipsters are in such deep levels of denial, they don't think that we're talking about them.
No,
so everyone wins.
There is no hipster who would describe themselves using that word.
Absolutely, just wrong. Headphones?
Headphones. Well, you remember when Beats were all the rage? Hipsters were the first ones to get into Beats, and it was slightly ironic because Beats were kind of urban and gritty, and hipsters, by their definition, will kind of lean towards urban and gritty, but really aren't. They probably live somewhere near Shoreditch and have plenty of money. But now, they've gone the other way. There's wooden headphones, and I saw a guy wearing, you know the ones that we used to have in the 80s with our Walkmans, the metal
with
frame,
the orange sponge. Yeah, I had that
in different colours. Now I presume these are probably £300 versions.
Yeah.
Thereof,
not
the original ones.
Of course.
And he had a little disc, an MP3 player, but in the shape of a tiny cassette Walkman. So the whole thing was contrived to look like an eighties paraphernalia.
Maya, if I was to empty out the contents of a hipster's house, could I set up a pop up Urban Outfitters?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you could. Animals as accessories. That's the other one.
They have them too?
I have a massive problem with pugs. Massive
problem. As in, you think they're ugly or unattractive?
Well, I don't like designer dogs anyway. there's enough dogs in homes and dog trusts waiting for loving homes without going and spending 500 quid.
And you're a big animal lover. I mean, you always do animal charity stuff.
I do. And I and the thing is, I know breeding has its place, but the trouble is people...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, between some people, but you know, others it should be banned as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of it, the chihuahuas, the pugs, people are buying them online. You don't know where they're coming from. Chances are they've been inbred to oblivion.
We're still talking about animals now.
Well, yeah.
There are a few places I could think of.
Keep it a little bit vague.
You're doing fine.
And when you've seen a pug in a buggy. Puggy?
Puggy. Go with Puggy.
Then go with Puggy. That's what we saw. And I pointed out and went, look at that.
Sorry, can I just kill the microphones for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm probably saying Puggies. No, really, I can't bear
ludicrous.
Them.
We saw a sign in a state agent window for a very expensive rental apartment, and it said, and I swear, I should have taken a picture, but I took my camera out because I've been doing it a lot. There was a very expensive, everything's expensive in London state agent. It said, with three lathrooms instead of bathrooms. I thought it was fine, took a picture. They came out and said, excuse me, are you photographing our signs? I went, no, just you spelled bathroom, lathroom, and they ran. So this other sign.
What is a lathroom?
It's just a misspelling.
Oh, it was a misspelling.
Yeah, but I thought maybe it's something I don't know about.
It's where you go to, it's a room where you go to lather up, you know?
But I took my camera phone out and the woman came out immediately and went, what are you photographing? And I just bolted. Because the ad in the window said, with pet bath, comes complete with pet bath. Now, maybe they are very clever and it's just a B-day that they've renamed.
That's what I was thinking, a B-day with lotions.
Or a built-in baby bath, but pet bath. Now, that's the world gone mad, isn't it?
The world is gone mad, though.
And I think Michael's final line on it when I explained all these things to him was, so, hipsters are just derpy.
Derpy?
Derpy is the word amongst his mates. It's how we would have used a certain word beginning with S and ending in pa years ago, which we can't use anymore. But, it has a different connotation now. But
it does.
Just that word to use someone who's a bit of an aegis.
It's a dwerp.
A derp.
A derp, sorry. Yeah. D-E-R-P. Derp.
Yeah.
I like it.
Comes from a My Little Pony.
Does it?
Has cross eyes, yeah.
I called it derp.
Yeah.
Do they have a cross eye My Little Pony?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if it's just on the fringes or if it's an actual... Someone Google derpy pony.
My Little Pony, skinny and bony. Remember that?
Have you heard of the bronies?
No.
Have you not?
What are they? Do they live 2 doors up from your mum and dad?
No, they're not hipsters.
What are they?
They're not a
derps.
Cul-de-sac parochials or suburban homemakers. Bronies are usually adult males, sometimes females, but mainly males, who are obsessed with My Little Pony. And there's a big brigade of them.
But why bronies?
Oh, now I can't remember. Is it the Brotherhood of Ponies? Someone Google it quickly.
Bronies.
My Little Pony obsessives, but they are adults.
Male or female?
They're usually male.
Oh,
and I met
creepy.
A gang of them for a thing I did, and we went to one of the big toy stores and took them down the pink aisle. And
what? Oh, and, in the shop.
And come on, I gave you that.
God,
one.
You
I
did.
Gave you that
you
one.
Set them up and knock them down.
And I said to these grown men, do you not feel, well, they were mainly early 20s, do you not feel strange going straight to the girls' toys? And they said, no, it's not creepy. And they collect My Little Ponies. They talk about My Little Ponies.
No, is it ironic or is
it
real?
No. They love the ethos behind them. They love what each of the individual ponies stand for.
Derpy or Ditsy Doo is a female Pegasus pony who was given the name Derpy Hooves by the show's internet following due to her cross-eyed derpy expression in the first episode.
Derpy Hooves. Okay, so it's not actually the name of the pony.
It's given to the...
Derpy Hooves.
Derpy. Maya, we have to say goodbye.
No!
I've got Diary of a Wimpy Kid waiting for me.
Well, you've learnt a new word now, derpy.
Well, you certainly aren't that.
Oh, and I made you a cake. Did I tell you that?
What sort of cake?
Chocolate cake.
Oh, yum.
I came home very late last night, took it out of the oven too soon. It's slightly crumbly and my ganache... went soggy. You know all about that. So I'm sure you can... But it tastes lovely.
Okay.
Doesn't look great, but it tastes lovely.
Thank you, Maya, and happy Christmas.
Well, I might see you before Christmas again.
That would be nice. Are you around?
I am around Christmas week.
Oh,
can I come in?
Oh, definitely. Well,
have
then,
fun.
Then not happy Christmas.
Yay.
Unhappy Christmas. Okay.
See you later.